We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler Show, November the 9th. Happy Thursday to you. We'll talk some Bucks Pistons with a game at Fiserv Forum on Wednesday, and eager to get into everything regarding that, which we will do via the live show. But before all that, I want to hit some voicemails still on this Craig Council situation. The voicemails coming in on the Carl's Place hotline, 402-915-BART, carlofet.com/Bart. I took some video at Carl's Place back in July that I hope to be posting by the end of November. Hey, working these CBS shows takes a lot out of you, boy. Okay, that's a four-hour show, and I have to drive there and back, and traffic in Milwaukee's been brutal. I can't take 43, and then I can never take the lake because it's always randomly closed. It's not good. It's not good. It's tough. So I do have some voicemails here regarding the council situation. Also, today, this Thursday, a very big day, we've got the Loki Season 2 finale and the The Marvels comes out. And I've already seen some things that I would have rather not known that are going to happen. But then again, I've also looked for spoilers. So I'm the idiot. Also, if you don't like it, don't see it. If you liked Iron Man 3 and then you're like, oh, what's this movie? Then just shut up. Just don't. If you don't like it, then shut up. I like it. A lot of people like it. I think the Marvels is kind of like, you're going to look at this and it's going to be compared to what Deadpool 3 is going to be too, where it's like all these different people and it's really fun and cameos and stuff. But this one's, you know, driven by women. So Rotten Tomatoes has to get their say. All right. Speaking of things I do not like, Craig Council got a voicemail here from Spark Guy. He doesn't like the take going around that Craig Council's departure and betrayal is worse than what happened with Brett Favre. Here's Spark Guy, 402-915-BART on the Carl's Place voicemail line.
Bart, Spark Guy here. I do have to get this out there. I'm pretty frustrated with the reaction to Council. Andrew Wagner posted a poll of the biggest betrayal in Wisconsin sports history. And with a clear plurality, almost majority, Council is the biggest betrayal over Brett Favre. Like, the perspective on this, I mean, it's just wild that almost 50% of people think that. It just blows my mind. And I don't know if it has to do with age. You and I are getting older. We're dads. We're getting older. Maybe these kids don't have a perspective of Favre. Craig Council is a fun story. Other than Grant Bills, most people treat it as a fun hometown angle. They liked it, but I didn't see people obsessing over Council. People named their kids and dogs after Brett Favre. Like, he hunted. Like, there was a connection there that people just, you said yourself you thought of Brett Favre as a father figure. And then to think about how it went on, yep, there's an element of he's a fraud for saying he's a brewer for life, this and that, but he was a free agent. And Brett Favre conspired for 2 years, to which I think most people of our generation say, the biggest rival is the Vikings, not the Bears, the Vikings. People hate the Vikings. He conspired for 2 years while under contract with the Packers. They sent him to the Jets, and he still conspired to get there, to get to the Vikings, and then show up at Lambeau and behave and do what he did. People forget. He picked up the phone in a Week 3 game and called Matt Millen of the Lions to try to give them scouting tips to beat the Packers. That was a blood feud. I just, the loss of perspective that people would think Favre is not as big of a deal as counsel. Favre was a generational Shakespearean fight. That's all.
There's a lot of what you said that's true, but I think you have to separate what we're discussing here. So Brett Favre in the like zeitgeist and the pop culture and the story of Wisconsin sports, I think it had a bigger role. He meant more to a lot of people. He was here for 16 years. And Council, you know, you knew Council growing up, but it's not like we went to games in the 80s and we're looking around and be like, oh, there's Jack's kid or whatever his dad's name is. It's not like we were doing that. We saw those pictures later that were kind of sold to us. And that's the difference. With Favre, it was us projecting things onto him. So he liked all these things, hunting, fishing, the outdoors. He was down to earth. He liked to have a good time. He liked to drink. He liked all these different things. And we, as a state, liked all those different things. So we're seeing somebody come here from Mississippi that's like, oh my God, he's just like us. And so we like adopted him. We're like, we love you. You're my dad. You know, I'll name my kid Brett. You know, I'll wear the number 4. We did all these different things that we projected on to him. And there was a great relationship with the fans, and he was always great. And I met him when I was like 10, and he signed my autograph or an autograph, but the Sharpie I had like was dead. So I got like this B trail E and then maybe a 4 at the end when he pressed down a little harder, knowing what had happened. But I can point to the exact part of the Don Hutson Center field where that happened. I can take you there right now, the exact blade of grass. I could show you. And there was a connection. There was a deep connection. And then Favre had a rift with the organization, with the Packers. And we, you know, kind of got caught up in that. And we were very mad because he was going against the Packers. And there is some level of Craig going against maybe the Brewers or Mark or needing a new challenge or whatever. But Craig, the big difference is, while Brett was more like bigger, larger than life, we projected onto Brett, whereas Craig projected onto us. The Brewers used him, and he was a willing participant. And maybe it was his idea, I don't know, but at no time did anyone stop it, to use him in commercials to not just sell a rebuild, but to sell the playoffs, to constantly sell that he was one of us. You know, one of the things that I said during the playoffs was he knows he could look in the stands and see in our faces what we're feeling, what we're agonizing about as Brewer fans. All these like, oh, every World Series team, all, you know, they beat us, or all these weird things that have happened throughout time. We like, he knows about that. He's as connected with the Brewers as anybody. What it looks like now is he wanted a job out of baseball and got one with the Brewers because they used to employ his dad and he's from here, and then parlayed that into a managerial job, which he then parlayed into what was actually his dream job this whole time. We should have always seen it coming. Notre Dame, Cubs, connection. I mean, what are we doing? I'm talking to Ryan Horvath every goddamn week, who loves both of those teams. Obviously, you can't love one without the other. You can't love one without the other. How do we not know that? How do we not know that? How do we not see that? So maybe a failure on our part. But Craig has said, the Brewers are my responsibility. Not just like right now when I'm managing. He took on the whole organization. He took on the whole thing. He says, I know what it's like to be born a Brewer. I am a Brewer. He says all of this stuff. Favre never said any of that. Favre never tried to sell himself like, I may not be from here, but I know I am from here. We are the same. I like to hunt. You like to hunt. I like to fish. You like to fish. That kind of shit never happened. Craig's out there running around doing these commercials that when you listen to him now, here's some of it.
I don't know you. I don't know your story, your background, what you do for a living. And yet, I do know you. I know how your eyes lit up the first time you walked into County Stadium.
That's bullshit that he's saying this.
I know how as a kid, you dreamed of being Robin Young.
He's a...
wanted nothing more than to one day wear that Brewer script across your chest. I know that every summer you stay up late listening to Mr. Baseball on the radio.
Come out swinging!
I know that you'll never forget October 10th, 1982.
Coming on, Andrew Klein,
I mean, I don't want to listen to this whole thing. There's a part of it that I wanted to play. I don't know where it is.
I know you because I am you.
Yeah.
You and me, we're cut from the same cloth.
Amazing.
This isn't something we chose. It's not a bandwagon.
Listen to this asshole.
Convenient. It's something we were born into. Piece of our identity passed down from generations before. Just like you, I was born a Brewer. This is my first love, my passion, my responsibility. It's a torch I'll carry with me always.
That's bullshit. Brett Favre never did that. Brett Favre played football and was endearing. He never did that consistently. That's how he wanted to sell himself. I don't know, man. That's bullshit. And it's bullshit. And I think we feel worse because it's not just like, oh, how many times in sports do you have a hero where like you project onto him that he's your hero and then you meet him and you're like, oh, this guy sucks. But this guy's like, I never wanted to be this fucking kid's hero. I don't know this kid. I'm here to play baseball. I don't know this guy. Council's like, I am Captain America. And then the Star Spangled Banner plays and he looks over to Ricketts and he goes, Hail Hydra. It's like, fuck this. Also, it sounds like from an interview on The Score with Ron Coomer that he never saw the ownership as mad as when the Brewers beat them. So Craig beat the Cubs, made the Cubs mad, so they went and got him. So we celebrated the Cubs' demise. It actually was our demise. Also, second thing about the Cubs, Cubs Twitter, never, ever, ever. If you ever get any of your tweets that get into Cubs Twitter, delete it. It'll probably be too late. Part of my video, my reaction got in there. Now it's on Cubs Reddit. Now guys are like stitching it together where it's like just a guy reacting to me and Brett and Tosa talking. The guy goes, yep. Uh-huh. You know, why don't I play that for you? These stitching videos, how is that content? At least come up with your own content. Cody Delmendo?
Fucking serious. Craig, you want to break it, Bart?
Okay, this is great. I don't know. So tell me.
Craig Council is the next manager of the Chicago Cubs.
No, that's a lie. You're fucking up here.
We're serious, brother.
We're serious, brother. I make content by stitching other people's videos, brother. We're serious, brother. Fuck that. It's just so stupid. And then there's like, so someone used my content. I made up with that guy. But then somebody else used his content, which was my content. And then they were mad about who's using content. And everyone's trying to be the next Bleacher Nation. And it's all like people, I put up one video, took it down after 10 seconds because I wanted text on it. Someone had already grabbed it because now they're like, I'm like, it sucks. It sucks. Cubs Twitter. And this is what sucks about this whole thing too, is Favre goes to the Vikings. Okay, that's a fair fight. They have 10,000 lakes. We have 10,500 lakes. They have a certain population. Ours is pretty similar. Then Chicago, it's never ending. They could fill up Miller Park 100 times before we could get a crack at it. There's so many of them. And they're so like, they are just so is what they are. And there's a lot of them and you can't stop them. You can't stop them. You kill one, you cut the head off a snake, two more will grow. Hail Hydra. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Hail HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. Delta 8s, Delta 9s. You can get them. Wisconsin will never legalize marijuana. Let's just know that right now. Ohio just did. Wisconsin will never. And so, okay, fine. We'll just have gummies then. We'll do it that way. And it's very great. The THCOs were good. The Delta 8s and Delta 9s have carried on the legacy. And they're constantly working the laboratory that they have there. Chris and Rob coming up with new ways. They've already, in 2023, found a way to get you the same product for less money. They've already done that on their own. And this promo code BART continues. 25% off every order. Every order still. If you started ordering a year ago when they started, you could have ordered, you order once a month, 12 times you use that code? And it works every time? Jeez. Oh, another thing about Cubs Twitter, and I thought about this because I was going to say they should bring a Subway club card back. So on your 12th order, you get a free half sub. I still think that society, where there's a direct moment where society went from, we're going to be towards the end of the world someday, and we are at the end of the world someday. And that's when they got rid of the sub club at Subway. Once they stopped doing the stamps, we hit the end times. I think that's a direct mark of demarcation or whatever the phrase is. HappyPlaceHemp.com is going to carry us through these times. Promo code is BART. Check them out in Muskego, 25% off. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Another thing about Cubs Twitter is they call us a Subway franchise. That the promotions we give away are like, and I haven't dove too deep into it. So if you're a Cubs fan and you might know more, please enlighten us. Talking about sub club cards and $5 footlong giveaways. It's a bunch of Subway references to us. It's very weird. I don't get it. I don't know where it started. I didn't look that hard. I got really sad and moved on with my life. Voicemail from Austin. I think he goes double decker on this one where he got cut off. We will play it though. Here is Austin.
Bart, it's Austin, Milwaukee. Hey man, I wanted to call in a couple times, but I'm just so freaking shocked that Craig went to the Cubs. I don't even know who to be mad at this point. Like, I want to be pissed at Craig, but like, I don't know how I can be. I don't even know how to feel. Like, there's the logical side to this. I don't think Mark's a bad owner. He offered Craig to be the highest paid manager, and somebody with a lot more money just said, oh, well, go fuck yourself. I'll add $3 million to that. So I get that. We would all probably do that. But man, he had to go to the fucking Cubs. And, you know, I don't know. And Stearns got out of town. You know, what, he took that year off. You knew he couldn't pull it off here with Mark. And I'm not saying that Mark is a bad owner at all, because he obviously wants to keep the team here, and Council wants to win. Stearns wants to win, and Council fucking tried his fucking damnedest, man. And Stearns traded Hader. Like, I don't know if you recall, but that year that they traded Hader. I had to go to a wedding meet where we all went to a Brewer game, and it was a tailgate, and I went and wore my Hader jersey, and people were like telling me, too soon, man. And it was like within the week, but like,
oh, just real quick, Austin, 402-915-BRT, the Hader thing. I look at and what I said at the time was Stearns did it because he felt like the pressure from his boss, even if the pressure wasn't there, like Mark didn't say trade Hader, but Mark Stearns knew that he's got this directive to always be at a certain point in the salary and build for the future. And Stearns, I think what I had said was he did that move because of what his boss wanted. His boss never said trade Hader, but his boss basically told him, like, this is what I want you to do. Find things that do it. And so Stearns thought he could trade Hader. Now, like, if you're Mark, you could make the argument. Mark could get up there and say, I'm just trying to win baseball games. Then I've got my GM trading our closer and then skipping town. Now I've got my manager not telling me where the hell, like, what the hell's going on. So Mark can play victim here, which might be a great strategy when you're also trying to take money from us because the sweet air conditioner broke and the, you know, you're not getting honey hot water in the private bathroom, but that's the way that he should play this for sure. Ted Davis is out there talking about how, you know, the Brewers could have offered more money. How do you think this works? When someone gives you an offer, You don't always go back. Bird in hand, man. Council had bird in hand, $8 million. He's not going to go back to Mark and say 8.5. He made up his mind. The Brewers, here's what they did. They knew that like the top rate was 5. So they offered him $5.5 million. A genuine offer they hoped he would have accepted, but also they knew that someone else could beat that. Somebody else beat it. The Mets probably. Stern says he didn't get that high, the $8 million. I believe that. And then the Cubs offered him $8 million. So at what point is Council supposed to, is Mark just supposed to say right away that first day, here's $10 million. Let me just buy out against everybody right now. And you might argue, yes. But also Mark doesn't, he's not a billionaire. He's a lot closer to you and me than like Jeff Bezos. He still doesn't have a lot of money, but he's closer to us than I think we think he is. Still abhorrently rich, but maybe closer to us than some of these guys that like can just buy Twitter and as a lark and destroy it, utterly destroyed. And I'm actually, I'm having like my best month on Twitter. I did look at my, you know, thingy things to see if I should have got verified or not. And then this is really annoying. I don't want my tweets to be seen by the world. I only want them to be seen by Brewers people. When I do videos about Brewers, that's for Brewers people. I don't need to be in Cubs land. I don't need it to be these national takes. These are Brewers tweets for Brewers people. I was born a Brewer. Okay. I know. I remember October 10, 1982. 2 months after my parents got married and I wasn't born. But I remember that. Okay. So, yeah. This is not like this is, and comparing it to real life situations. It's not like that. You can't compare sports to real life. If you're ever in the position where you're comparing sports to real life, you're not a sports fan. You might like sports, but you're not fully there. Sports are, there's something else. They're a different realm. The rules don't apply. It's like on the moon where gravity's different. It's different. You can't apply. You're not going to like fall and be like, well, if I was on the moon, I would have floated in the sky a little longer. That'd be, what are you talking about? Even right now, what am I talking about? But that's what it's like. You can't be, well, you would have, you can't do it.
Well, if you were a third grade teacher and then all of a sudden Chicago offered you $9 million, you'd take that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not fucking ever going to happen. We're not getting traded like assets. You know, it's not George Costanza getting traded to Tyson Chicken. Here's more from Austin. Austin. I keep trying to play Austin.
Man, and it was like within the week, but like with that, I know that was a Stern decision. Was that when Council realized that we had absolutely no fucking idea how to win? Like you just dealt fucking hater for jack shit. And honestly, the people that say that we won the hater trade are so fucking stupid. You didn't win jack shit off of that trade. So fucking stupid. And it was Stern's decision. And then he went to the Mets, and it would have been so, it would have been great. Not even great, but
dun, dun, dun! Cut off by the 3 minute axe. Here's Austin, part two.
Hey, Bart, Austin, Milwaukee again.
I know.
That cut off quick. I don't think that got me to like the 3 minutes. I don't even remember where I was at. But
start from the top.
We traded fucking Josh Hader. If Craig Council realized that that's what we're doing and that was a Stern move and then he jettisoned his ass out to New York to go to the Mets and that writing was on the wall. And for Craig to not even just go fucking join Stern then at that point. What are you? You're going to the Cubs? Go fuck. I don't even know who to be mad at this point, but I am so mad and I don't know who it is that I'm mad at. But it just goes to show when the best fucking GM in the show and manager wait out both their deals and they split out on Milwaukee. there's no way we're fucking winning in this town. And, you know, thank God that Mark at least wants to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. Whatever, I don't give a shit, public funding, whatever, I'll pay whatever tax. I wouldn't be able to handle watching the team leave. But us watching Rodgers get marched out the door by, like, not only fan base, but the organization, you know, at least Giannis wanted to stay. But it's like there are seven layers of hell, and the eighth layer of hell is Wisconsin sports fandom. And I just really don't know where to go at this. I don't know who to be mad at. I don't know where to take out any of my frustration. And I'm going to need you to go live again so that I can talk this not into a voicemail, because, man,
I've already played the voicemail.
This whole thing, and
we could talk about it again. And this is why you gotta thank God, or whatever you believe in, whatever deity. Gross. Whoever you believe, the Bucks winning that championship. Thank God. Because I mean, at this point, it's just, and for a Brewer fan, like, even if the guy who self-proclaimed a Brewer has had enough of this shit, then why are we coming back next year? Why are we coming back? Why are we going to subject ourselves to this Brewers Cubs thing? You know, even there was this thing about a Brewers fan was like, okay, the Cubs love to come up here. Let's make it hell. Let's be the Midwest Philly. Let's pack the stadium for Brewers Cubs games. Let's boo them at every turn. Let's be incredible assholes to them. And I thought, well, the worst we'll spray paint on a sign is ass. We're not going to do that. But I thought, that's great. Take back the park. Take it back. And that got circulated and comes Twitter, and we were getting made fun of for that. Like, look at this manifesto. They down bad. Cry more. Cope. There's just too many of them to beat. There's too many of them to beat. And it's already been an excruciating rivalry. And then our leader, our king, our Brewers God decided in what felt like a weekend, but maybe could have been a lifetime coming, ran right to the Chicago Cubs. And that's why all of this is worse than Favre. Because when Favre left the Packers, you knew there were going to be better days ahead. If Craig Counsell's leaving, where the fuck do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go? Oh, 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 oh. Where do we go? Bucks next.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Bucks get the dub tonight over the Detroit Pistons, 120-118. What a nice win. What a nice, normal win that was. Nah, not tonight, as Giannis gets ejected for essentially looking at a guy wrong for not even like half a second. That was his second technical. I'm in a pretty bad mood, as you've probably witnessed over the last few days. Bad mood because of the Brewer stuff, Craig Counsell. And I'm in a worse mood, I think, because if you're not from Milwaukee, or if you see content that I'm putting out or others are putting out, if you're not from Milwaukee, you don't get it. We're trying to explain how much this Counsell thing sucks and what he actually did to us, but too many people just do not get it. So that's got me all hot and bothered. I'm actually a little bit more bothered by a column that I saw in The Athletic tonight where they were talking about Sam Amick wrote that one. I think he's the good one. There's Sam Amick and Sam Amico. I'm told one is good and one is bad, but I forget who. Two people cover the sport and their names are like the same. It'd be if there was like another guy named Bert Winkler who did nights at the game. I mean, that would be terrible. Oh, and the jokes that would come. Putting the StreamYard link out if you're watching live. Always appreciate you hanging with us. Us being me and, well, whoever else shows up. But in this article, he was talking about different teams that either should feel good or should feel concerned. Like, what contenders should they feel good and what should feel concerned? He says the Sixers should feel good, only we beat them. He says the Minnesota Timberwolves should feel good, only they're 4-2, and so were the Bucks at the time of this article. He says all that. And then the thing that got me the most mad was how he started. Obviously, he thinks the Bucks should be concerned because that's fun. 4-2, haven't had a dominant game. We were talking the other night, we want to see a blowout. But the line was, how many times must we relearn this lesson about supposed super teams? So that's what we are now. We're a super team. We're a super team that, and I take offense to that because we're not a super team. We have a lot of really good players, but we weren't built in the way that the super team was built. Okay. Who's the super team on this? Giannis, he was drafted in the first round, middle tier. Nobody knew who he was. Also, as I'm on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I must point this out, and now you're going to look at it, but I can't stop looking at it. My double chin. Now, my beard used to go down to here so you couldn't see it, but since I shaved, and so, because I've been thinking about getting rid of the beard, God damn it, I really can't even look at myself. Okay. That doesn't help. All right. I really can't look at it. I'm mortified. I'm going to go to Pittsburgh. I'm going to come back. I'm going to lose 20 pounds by Christmas. Okay? Who's with me? I'm going to do it while still eating fast food and drinking every night. But I will lose 20 pounds. So we're not a super team. We drafted Giannis where we drafted him. We traded for Chris Middleton, who was a throw-in in the deal. And Brooke Lopez, we signed for $3.5 million before we continued to keep him here, okay? So that's what we did. And then we got Dame because we traded for him. We upgraded at point guard. That's what we did. We upgraded at point guard, and we have a better team. And the Bucks won tonight. So super team lessons, I thought that was it triggered me. And I'm already in, like, peak trigger mode because of everything going on. The week got off to a bad start. It certainly did. Rye Guy says, God, I hope this post game shows better than what I heard after Packers post. I'm still SMH. Absolutely. You come in here, tell me the Packers should have lost. You triggered me. It ruined the whole week. The vibes ruined the whole week. Bucks win 120 to 118. Giannis gets ejected. So he looks at Stewart and then mean mugs elsewhere. There was a real short looking at Stewart. If you're ejecting NBA guys for that, specifically your superstars, there's a problem. I don't know. Frames would always tell me that don't trust these refs. That's bullshit. I mean, Silver, and this is where commissioners need to step up. You see these roughing the passer penalties in football that a guy got tackled. Goodell needs to be on the phone that night being like, what were you doing? Enough with this soft bullshit. Whoever the ref was, Silver needs to be on the phone with him and be like, you got money on the game or something? That's what I would say if I was commish. I'd say, cut me in at least. What the fuck was that? A technical on Giannis for doing his mean mug, a thing that we used to promote him? You're kicking him out for that? So the Bucks, I thought this was going to be a night where we had a nice, like, blowout. Then he gets ejected. Pistons take a lead. Defense clamps down. What do we finish with? Jay, Dame, Austin. Who else do we finish with? Payne.
Brooke.
Of course, Brooke. Brooke had a big three. Man. And he knocked down a shot. And, again,
yeah.
This is the Dan Shaney YouTube portion of the episode today for the 9th of November. This is the Bart Winkler Show. The audio version, if you're listening on audio, hey, it's about 36 minutes in. If you're on the video, I did audio, of which I played your voicemail. So that's already on record.
Okay.
So no counting
stuff. I hope it came off okay.
You came off fine. I did interject to, like, converse with a phone version of you for a while.
Sure.
But you came off just fine.
Okay. Yeah, I get nervous when I do those.
That's weird. Why are you not nervous now then?
I don't know, because I'm talking to Bart. It makes more sense to me when I'm, like, just pacing around myself, pacing around my house, like, with all these angry thoughts of Craig Council. And, like, but you had mentioned, I'm not going to make this into a Packers thing, but, like, the post-game show on about the Packers. Yeah, what is, people are talking about draft picks and piss at. How do you watch a team that you love and want them to lose? I don't know. But, hey, I got to watch about the second half of the game. I missed Giannis getting ejected. So he got ejected for mugging a guy?
He mean mugged Isaiah Stewart. So, like, you're Stewart and I'm the – so you're the – obviously the camera's Stewart. He went like this. So that was video, but a real quick, like real quick glance, then the honest mean mug, and he already had one tech. And so you're thinking, all right, if that's your, like, that can't be your second tech, but I don't know.
Stupid.
I don't know. Shit like that. It's like either you were waiting to call Giannis for a tech. You have money on the game. You got a point to prove. I don't know what is happening there, but you got a point to prove. So it's bullshit. Like, it's bullshit. That kind of tech cannot stand. We'll see if there's any post-game reaction to it. But this kind of stuff, you've got these leagues that are not built on houses of cards, but these kind of things, like the roughing the passer shit in football, we eventually move on, but that is getting bad. And this kind of stuff, it's just not the way that it needs to be.
So they pretty much teed him up for taunting.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking ridiculous because half the time, like, the cuts before commercials, Giannis makes a big dunk or does something, and it's the, you know, that's like the NBA, that's them promoting that player.
Yeah. Not so, that he should have special exemption because they used it in a promo, but it wasn't nothing. It was a guy, like, once you, that's why I get mad with all this bat flip conversation.
Once
you take celebrations out of the game, it's a game.
Gotta have fun doing it. Hey, but I did get to watch the second half. So whatever, after Giannis got, like, I got to see some of the first. And then, yeah, I found out Giannis was ejected, and I was like, what the hell happened? And it was great to see Dame coming in pretty clutch with Giannis getting out, and Brooke draining that three and the block. And it brings me back to the finals run when when Giannis was out for like two games against the Hawks, and the team all rallied around it. And I'm not saying I will never be a person that says the team is better without Giannis. What I'm saying is, fucking way to go, team, to put this one in the can, especially against an opponent that you had no business even coming close to losing to. It was nice to see him finish it out that way.
We got a $5 donation for the new microphone cause. And then after I get a new microphone, then I'll feed my kid.
Can I have your old microphone?
You want this?
Yeah.
No, because I'll need this one for portable use.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, whoever's in the comments, donate $10 for my fund on that.
Slim says, Mark is such a horrible owner that even Craig Council, of all people, couldn't wait to leave the franchise. Be pissed at Craig. Mark is the problem. I think that that's a nice like way to think, but to me, and with what I have heard, sounds like Craig pulled an old loop-de-loop on Mark, and he got blindsided. Okay? So we can blame Mark for getting it to this point. Like, if he spent more money there, if he did this, like, maybe, but I honestly, and maybe I'm too raw on this, I think this is more of Craig Council being a dick than it is Mark being a bad boss.
Yeah, I'm on, what are we on, day three here of this? And
yeah
I'm flip-flopping on all my emotions on it. I don't know who to be pissed at. But yeah, Craig... Dude, yeah, the Cubs. But again, I don't want to be like the level of fucking hell that we have experienced. Like,
well, it's all turning around tonight because we had Dame time.
Damn,
could you imagine slander? I don't want to slander. I don't want to slander. But could you imagine any game where Middleton's out because of an injury and then Giannis gets ejected? Drew would just be like, "Well, guess we're fucked."
Yeah,
Dame time took over.
Yeah, and that was awesome, and that was awesome to see, and hopefully, so I went.
Then we'd be talking about how we need real hoopers, and no one can get a bucket.
Oh well, okay.
And Griff sucks.
Yeah, which, all right, Ram, sure.
But that's what we got, Dame. We got Dame, and then look at Dame.
Yeah, man, looked good from what I got to see. We got to get it. It looked better than the game that I went and watched with Hot Take Jake and some of his buddies.
Here's your buddy right here.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to get a Bart Winkler hurry up going on, but we have to go to like McGuire's where the beer isn't $6 for a Pabst.
What? All right, two things that I want to do that. I will work on a lot of this is me. I got to tell you something. When I do these CBS nights, it's a completely different world. I used to do the 4-hour radio show in the morning. I got the whole day. That now I do a 4-hour show at night. It's like the comparison I use is it's between walking on Earth and walking on the moon. Time works different. Gravity works different. It's just a different experience working in the morning and working at night. And so I got to do some more shit. So I want to have a hurry up at night at 1840 Brewing. I want to do in there. I want to have another hurry up at McGuire's. Okay. And then I would like to do, and we have to find a day for it, but some sort of like brunch. Where we all go to Tupelo Honey.
Tupelo Honey, okay.
We all go to brunch. We have some mimosas. Like that. Okay. We get some nice brunch. I want to do that at Tupelo Honey. Let me just quickly say, to welcome them back on board, Rami and I had a great time there the other day. TupeloHoneyCafe.com, so you can check them out and leave a reservation. And when you do, you can put Bart. There's like reservation notes. And if you like type on behalf of Bart Winkler Show or Bart or... you know, anything Bart Winkler-ish, they'll know, then your server will, and you can double check with them, of course, but it'll be 20% off food for up to six people. So that
Wow. Like,
when you go to Tupelo, honey.
They're in the third ward by the public market.
They're like under where 794 is going to get torn down.
Sure, but I did see some of that, but I don't
know. I like Clyburn.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and I feel bad because if I assume they were just a brunch place, if I would have known that they do like dinner and stuff too, I would have had us all meet up out there.
Dinners, chicken. They're really like the sriracha chicken is like grits. I had grits for a side and stuff. I was going to go mac and cheese, but I went grits. A few less calories.
Grits are underrated.
Grits are fucking delicious.
Yeah. How do you like your grits? Regular, creamy, or al dente?
Well, I think they came creamy.
My cousin Vinny. Underrated.
Oh. Do you guys want to meet my cousin? My cousin joined the chat.
Oh, yeah?
Bring him in.
Yeah, he lives in D.C. His name's Toby Altizer.
Yeah.
Toby. That's right.
The Tobe. Toblerone.
Tobis!
What's going on?
What's up?
I just couldn't believe I saw that Giannis got ejected, so I had to go find the video. And I'm so glad that the referee is like when your mom tells you to go to your room and you go like go talk like mom, but I did to your room.
Yeah, just
absolutely ridiculous the ego these guys have. Like there needs to be a way to check that ego for these guys. And there almost needs to be like an override, like you were saying with Silver, where like he could call
it, challenge it. Like,
what are we doing here? Like we can't be ejecting Giannis on that. Like I can understand calling technicals and stuff, but like one that gets you ejected, come on, it's Giannis.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I never like wanted to believe Frames, but there's some agenda. Whether he hates him or hates the Bucks or much worse.
Oh, or, God. Don't even.
Oh, boy.
You got to keep the revenue.
Or he had money on it. But there's some agenda there.
Clearly.
Hey, Daniel's giving $2 for me to tell Horvat to shove it regarding Craig Council.
Yes.
This stream was just demonetized anyway, so that's good. We need that.
Oh, I could. Toby, this is not a Craig Council show, at least not this portion. But can you give me a 60-second reaction to your take on that?
Yeah, I think I saw your video talking about the Brewers and how people are trying to blame them, but it's not really the Brewers' fault. They were going to make him the highest.
The one I did in my bed or the one with the toys?
The one in your bed.
I was very pissed.
I thought the toy one was probably the best breakdown that I've possibly seen on the situation. But, yeah, I mean, the Brewers were going to make him the highest paid manager, and they didn't get a chance to match what the Cubs were doing. And it's not like the Brewers should have come out and been like, hey, we're going to pay him $8 right away. Like, who's going to do that? And to be honest with you, I love Craig Council. I think he's a good manager. I came around on him. I wasn't a big fan when I started in Milwaukee, but I'm not paying $8 million for a manager. Like, if that $2.5 million can be the difference between you signing a decent pitcher or getting a good pitcher or whatever the case may be, use that $2.5 million elsewhere. And otherwise, just find someone that can manage. I mean, to be honest with you, the way managers work nowadays, it's off a computer anyways. So
it'll
be all right. They'll be all right.
Were you saying something, Jake?
Well, I said thank you to Toby because he pretty much summed up my thoughts on the entire situation. Yeah, I can't understand that some guy paid $5 to put that comment up. Good for him. But to blame Adonasio is just asinine at this point. I think this is pretty clearly a troll job, geez. And now you're getting me pissed off again. So,
oh, my Dan Cheney YouTube stream was just hacked by the ref who called the foul on Giannis.
Jesus. No, I wanted to say, Bart, you need to combine the two videos, do a video of you in bed with toys. And then, Toby, you dropped about 17 years off your age by shaving the beard. But it looks nice.
There.
Keep that on. Actually, I like this. Really, really get the rage going. People's emotions will come out.
What does this ref look like? Hey, Zach Gelb says bullshit ejection. What is this? This ref looks like a guy who ran for he ran as a Republican in a Democratic district and lost by 10. Now,
you know what he looks like?
A Family Guy character.
He looks like he is going to have to pay, you know, what he owes to the bookies after this game. He doesn't have it, and he knows his sins are going to take him straight to hell. Like, that's what he looks like right there. He is contemplating.
Gelb thinks the ref looks like he just took a jump.
On that ejection, by the way, it was soft. It was, yeah, it was bullshit. But I also, I want to give Isaiah Stewart credit. The way he sold that was perfect. He didn't oversell it. He just looked at the refs like, what the fuck, man? And that's why, that's when they blew the whistle. If he would have like really, really made a scene, they probably would have been like, play on. But the way he just kind of casually looked over like, eh?
Slim says like he looks like an NPC.
He does.
He's got a side quest for you.
Ben just says he looks like a snitch.
He looks like a bitch for sure. But no, it was like interesting.
He looks like a guy that's a five-year-old kid that all he wants to do is eat chocolate, and then he gets to be an adult for the day and realizes that all that trick-or-treat candy goes to your hips.
Hmm. But it sounds like you have some personal experience on that one. It was interesting.
He looks like he went into a time travel machine, and then but also, you ever see that Simpsons where Bart goes in with a fly and then becomes a fly?
Like the fly?
This guy, yeah, that's the parody. But this guy went in with just one severed toe.
He looks like he's edited with Photoshop. Like they made his face smaller than the rest of his head. Like they shrunk just the facial portion of it.
He's got a massive.
He looks like an English teacher. Zach says, or Galvey says, he looks like Bill Michaels when he hears Bart's name.
Oh. He looks like one of those old Chicken McNuggets from the McDonald's commercials from back in the day. Like the heads and all that.
Yeah.
He
looks like someone was doing a create your own Madden character and boosted the neck to 95 instead of 40.
He looks like
Rousey neck.
Or Matt does what?
Can I say this? He's got like a Ronda Rousey neck.
Hey, don't you fucking talk about my girl that way.
He's got a thick neck.
Yeah, fuck Ronda Rousey. No, he looks like...
Fuck Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she's one of those weird Sandy Hook truthers, so that's when I was completely out
she
on her.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that referee looked
I'd
like...
I'd still give a big, giant hickey to that thick neck, though, of hers.
Well, yeah. Oh,
Jesus. He looks like he's letting his wife fulfill her like cuck fantasy, and he's like immediately regretting it.
He looks like all the guys on 97.3.
Well,
that's from Chris.
Okay, I thought you weren't supposed to be saying stuff like that. Part
that's the winner right there. No, I wanted to say I wasn't going to pop on tonight, but I saw someone in the comments call me out, so I was like, hey, okay. You want to talk shit?
Yeah, Jake,
come on
Jake,
here.
Jake.
Debate
we're all
me,
aware
bro.
Of your... Yeah, I saw someone in the comments. My burner YouTube account said, where's Jake tonight? And then I came rushing in here, Jake.
No, some guy was talking shit. So I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
I'll go
right.
on there.
It's not your buddy. You're probably like, hey, I need a reason to get in.
Just to mess with that guy who's the edgy... I think he had an edgy name like Rye Guy or something like that.
Packer Talk the other day. Yeah, the Packer Talk sucked.
No, your Packer Talk sucked, but you
no
know
Packer Talk, no more.
I'm done with that.
Not till Sunday.
I want to ask you something. I was looking at this the quarterback ranking thing, and they have Jordan Love at 20 and Sam Howell at 21. Do you believe that? I can't believe that Howell's below Love, but do you guys think he is?
I would say based on 2023 play. I would put Howell above Love.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is it like future rankings or is it just for this season? Like what?
I think
what's
it's
the
like,
criteria?
I think it's current power rankings. I don't, however you want to come up with power rankings, however you want to do that. But
let's bring back the worst in five.
Worst in five?
Bring back the worst in five and get the shakeaway music and let's go Toby and Bart.
Worst in five.
Yeah.
I like how the
that was just to kill time.
The shakeaway music short circuited Tim this week.
Let's be honest.
You know what I did tonight on CBS Sports Radio? I did an hour on retired numbers because I had nothing to talk about.
Did you bring up the Bucks?
I heard the Brewers, though.
Quarterback versus the field stuff. I listened to like 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. The other thing I said was the worst thing a team can do is retire a number for their fans and make jerseys.
Oh, yeah. Like Peyton.
God.
But the worst thing a fan can do is then buy and wear that jersey.
Well, yeah. They go hand in hand.
Like people that get the jersey 6 and then put Bucks in, fucking great. If they customize it themselves. But if the Bucks ever put like a 6 and you're like, you're the 6th man, I'd be like, fucking move to Vancouver.
So like the 12th man for Seahawks?
Yeah. Or worst.
The number 10 for Brewers fans. God bless Tim Allen. I love that guy, but that was a bad take.
All right. Other Bucks takes.
Well, I wanted to say the end of the game tonight, I think there was a lot of emotions that I had pent up in me that were released because I was pretty much silent watching the whole game.
Well, they didn't need to just win this game. They didn't need to beat the Pistons, Jake. They needed to beat the narratives.
Well, and the referees. So when Lopez hit that 3, I stood up and fist pumped. I startled my wife a little bit. She was on the other couch. And I just started into like this expletive rant where I was like, F you. You mother effers, you try to take this MF-er from us. Like, she thought I was mad at Brooke Lopez when I was really like cursing out the refs, but I think I was also subconsciously cursing out Craig Council. And, but it was a good release. I'm really glad they won this game. Yes, obviously, any game in November, it's not like gonna kill you, but man, it would have sucked to lose to this shorthanded Pistons team. Like, they had to win.
Q's here. Q.
I am so glad they won. Like, I did not want to go to this game. I woke up and I was excited to go. Then the weather was bad, like did not have a good day. And I looked at that spread 12 and a half and I was like, how is this spread possible? Like I felt
the weather was bad, did not have a good day.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Like, no, I'm with you. When it snowed last week, I was crabby as fuck because of it.
And it's like dark at 3:30 and rainy. And then like the city streets are clogged with leaves and Mark Baden's posting videos of like our streets just flooded and I have to drive to the game. It's like, ugh. Like,
we're
playing the Pistons and we should win by 13 points. According to Vegas, and like I knew it was just going to be a frustrating game.
What was the in stadium reaction to the Giannis ejection?
It was pretty soft, to be honest.
Soft.
And I saw you could get tickets in the lower bowl for less than $30. There was empty seats everywhere.
There was a Republican debate on Wisconsin was home tonight.
I don't know. So, and then Giannis gets kicked out.
And the country music awards.
Mean mugging. Like, I mean, you Bucks were saying.
Third tops. And Masked Singer. Fucking, you know there's not a car on the road in Omro tonight when the Masked Singer's on.
That little elf 52.
Elf. That, elf might be the best one.
He honestly, like, you couldn't see it, but he looked like the fucking Keebler elf. I was so that guy. Who's about to lose his job? He's the Keebler elf. I was livid. Like, and you, like, I come in here half the times I go to a game and I just complain about the referees. Like, yeah, if you think you were frustrated watching it on TV, going there in the bad weather, thank goodness Dame took over. Thank goodness, like, I don't know how Jay Crowder, how many minutes did he play? Like 30? 32, that old man drank the fountain of youth and like was cracking down on defense the best he could. Like, I don't know.
He's an angry elf.
I'm an angry elf. I have been defending Griff, but like he had Dame on the bench for about 5 minutes too long in the fourth quarter. And if Griff wanted to win over the fans, he should have got kicked out when the elf kicked out Giannis. I don't know.
I like that.
Like, if I was Griff's PR person, that's what I would have said to do. Hey, man, you need some good PR. Get kicked out. And I don't know. The bright sides of tonight's game, Marjan played some really strong minutes, looked great defensively. It was nice to see Ajax get some meaningful minutes in the first half. He made some mistakes, but that dude is going to crack the rotation for sure. I don't know. I do feel bad for criticizing Griff a little bit, because you go in with the game plan of resting Chris for Friday's in-season tournament game, and then Giannis gets thrown out for mean mugging.
I can't figure out how to on the Dan Shaney YouTube, I have the angry elf ref up. I can't get him off here.
He looks like he's listening to this in real time and he's not allowed to respond. He just has to be sad about it.
What is this? A bratwurst?
There.
Well, that's an Omaha steak hot dog.
Oh.
Is the hot dog?
That looks good.
Oh, there's me at Bart's Big Breakfast.
This is just Bart's slideshow now. I like this.
There's Gary. There's Gary and his dog.
Has Gary been on your show yet?
No, there's my Ike Highways logo. Okay, here we go.
Tread carefully, Bart. We don't know what's on that computer.
Yeah, a lot of naked chicks. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jennifer Lawrence in that new movie. You know exactly what's on this computer.
Wow, we've all been there.
Everybody.
How many do you got the box score up? How many minutes did Jay play?
Jay Crowder played 37 minutes.
Holy cow. Yeah,
good for him.
I did not like that's how old he is.
Jay Crowder's been everything I wish he was a year ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like he's filling a lot of holes in Chris's absence. So I don't know. I'm glad we won. And walking out of the game, I was frustrated because we keep winning games that we shouldn't. But in the long run, that's the sign of a good team, when you win games that you should not win. And the refs tried to take this from us. I mean, they did do some things to get us back into it, but I'll take it. So,
Q, unrelated, tomorrow is maybe the greatest day of my life.
What's happening?
Well, the Loki finale.
Yes.
And
who's that? What is that?
I'm going to see the Marvels, which there's cameos. I don't want to ruin them.
Don't tell me.
But basically, the Marvels, the way that people react to the Marvels will be negative because it's three women, but it's basically like Deadpool 3 with women.
That's that'd be cool.
Jay Money's like going to hate it.
In terms of what people want,
it's like Doris Burke and Lisa Boddington.
People's misogyny is showing big time. I'll have a full Marvels breakdown tomorrow on I won't.
When you head to Pittsburgh?
What? Friday.
Does Ben Roethlisberger have a bar? Because if he does, you should do a live pod from there.
You know what? I don't think I'm doing any.
Stay out of the bathroom.
Pods at Pittsburgh. I think so there might not be a Packer one at all.
That's what sober Bart says, but what is
true? I don't want to.
You're going to skip the post game on Saturday?
I'm going to be at the field.
All right, Toby.
You're on the ground, baby.
Toby, can you run one?
Maybe I can do like a 10-minute YouTube, but.
Yeah, that's all we want.
But I'm not going to be able to post it as an audio.
I think it would be fun to see Tim trying to figure out StreamYard for like a 30-minute post-game show and never actually get it going. That would be fun.
Jake, so the Marvel's bullshit is people aren't buying tickets, and so everyone thinks it's going to suck. And it may not have the box office numbers that it should get. However, this is what's going to happen with the Marvels. This is going to be right down the middle. If you want to like it, you'll like it. If you don't, you don't. And that's the bullshit about the fucking world today. So that's the problem. problem.
Well, and just people buying tickets doesn't necessarily mean that does. I mean, that doesn't affect the creative of the movie or whether or not it's a good movie. So who cares? Like what you like. Well, don't be a
Facebook
dick, right?
It was a pop the other day because I only had four people watching, according to that Mike asshole.
Yeah,
well, dude, do you guys understand? Do you guys understand the hell that my life's been the last 36 hours?
Based on Twitter
council thing.
Yeah, I'm all.
It's not that big of a deal.
I'm all over Cubs fucking Twitter.
Q.
And I feel worse for Brett and Tosa because he's all over it too.
Q. This
is like the best thing that's ever happened.
You're gassed up about Game 6 in November against a shitty team than you were like the Packers or anything that happened with the Brewers in the last 7 days.
The Bucks are my top team.
Which is fine.
And that makes perfect sense because they're the only team you have decent takes about.
I mean, yeah. I don't call in much during Brewer season, do I?
That's a shit take.
Fucking God.
Also, no, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't.
I want to clarify something on my Brewers take. I think it's getting misinterpreted. I'm still a Jordan Love guy. And if we get a high pick, I don't want to go for a
Packers. Packers.
Packers. Or,
excuse me. Packers. I don't want it. I don't want one of the big QBs. I just want a high pick so we can trade back. That's what Ted Thompson would do. We have so many holes. I want to trade back and get as much draft capital as we can.
So instead of just losing and playing normal, we get like the 14th pick. You want to get like the 6th pick. So you can trade back to the 14th pick and then maybe add a 4th round pick.
No,
add like 5 firsts.
And then we'll get an extra first for the next year.
I think we need Toby's opinion on this. Toby,
you know what's great is...
Yeah, Toby, the Commanders have sucked. How did you guys get any better again?
Fucking stupider.
Haven't. My thing is... If it's Drake May or Caleb Williams, I take him. If it's not, then I stick with the guy you got. And
okay,
I don't mind trading back.
And when you watch on Sunday, are you ever upset if they win?
No.
Okay. Exactly.
Oh, I gotta ask Toby something. Toby, come up here. Toby.
Give him a kiss.
Come up here.
Hey, Toby. What's going on up there, Toby?
Wait. Let's get away from these guys. That's not funny. This is the worst prop comedy we've done yet.
For those on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream, we are now moving the screens around.
Yeah, Austin, high five.
Toby, so I think I'm going to take, unfortunately, the Seahawks as my survivor team this week against the Commanders.
I don't hate it.
I have to. There's nobody else to take.
Who else do you have left?
I could take the Steelers. They play a shitty team.
Did you take the Cowboys yet?
Yeah.
I think the Seahawks is a good pick.
I could take the only other one that I would consider taking is
Bengals.
No, Raiders at Jets.
That's okay. A crap game.
But is it not true though that the
Packers... I might even take I already took Niners, I think.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You take the Packers so you actually care about the game you're going to. That way you have vested interest. Because right now, if we lose, we just get better draft picks.
So I have vested interest because I'm going to be at the game and my masculinity will be on display against other Pittsburgh Steeler fans that also have small wieners that use their football team to try to justify their existence in life.
Are you going to grab a terrible towel and just start whipping the fans around you?
Ryan in the comments says he's watching 5 beta males. You know what? Actually, Ryan, you're not because you've just been blocked. So get the fuck out of here.
You are having a bad week. I don't know the last time you blocked somebody.
Don't block him.
He gone.
No, let him in here. What
was that Rye guy?
He's out. Well, first he called us Biden pussies.
Oh God.
That might be right.
And then he called us beta males.
What exactly was beta to him?
I don't know.
Generally,
that's just a term that people are
People that use that term are the term they're referring to. That's what it is. Yeah. And they're like upset about it.
I think there's like six buzzwords that automatically trigger Bart and people just whip them around to get attention. Beta is one of them.
And funnily enough, they come find out Bart to say these things to him.
It's true. They go through the trouble.
Get you blocked right away. Cry harder gets you blocked right away.
The clown emoji.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, this closing lineup for the Bucks, for Griff, tonight. Yeah, campaign, you know, decent backup point guard for 12 minutes.
I like Malik Beasley. Why? What's all this Malik Beasley slander?
He's really not. He's in a role that he shouldn't be in. I'll say that much. Like, I think
had a six steal, though, tonight. He saved
that was, yeah, he was in the right spot.
He
but
had two steals.
I think, and we talked about this the other night, Austin and I, that the problem with Beasley is he's the guy that should be on the bench when your team goes cold. You put him in for 8 minutes, see if he can, you know, become a flamethrower, hit a few threes.
Jay.
I think it's I would go close.
Twitter wants Marjan.
He's not Marjan. Gonna close. I think there's a big benefit to Marjan.
People don't like Beasley.
What are you guys saying about my haircut? I went super short this time.
It's perfect for Pittsburgh.
Time to come home, Bart.
Bart, let it go. Let it go. Let it grow back, man.
It's perfect for Pittsburgh. The fuck's that mean?
But didn't you get the haircut for Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh.
Q, you know who you look like right now? Some actor. Holy fuck. Who does he look like? Who does Q look like? He looks like an actor.
Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Do you know what Denzel film Washington. Or movie that you're possibly thinking of?
Yes.
That might help. Yeah, we need some more context.
Can you think of the show or the movie?
Yes.
Okay. You got to Google the show or the movie.
Yes.
I think there's AI that can possibly do that.
I'm going to say Beauchamp is the guy that should be starting because you don't need a high usage guy in that spot. And, you know, he can really work off of the starters and probably get some nice open looks to build confidence for him. Whereas Beasley is a guy that you want to bring in later when you go cold and he can kind of get his own shot and really, really focus on just being an offensive piece rather than I'm the starter now. So I really have to dig down on defense and make the little plays and be a ball handler. And that's just not his game.
I mean, the guy doesn't have hair, so it doesn't work. Hang on. If I'm going to do prop comedy, I might as well do it. Oh, Eric says Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, I could see it.
It's not terrible.
A little bit.
Who's that?
He's in every Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, and he's in a
every
band.
Single
yeah,
one.
He's in a band called Coconut Records.
Wasn't he in another band too?
He's in Bored to Death. The guy in Bored to Death.
Yeah, he's in Bored to Death.
Phantom Planet he was in as well. That's another Holy band.
No, he you was not what? In that band.
Yes, he was.
The box score, no, he wasn't. You know, how did we win this game with Dame going 2-for-12 from behind the arc? Like, that's so promising. Like,
it's Detroit.
He's not going to shoot that way forever. That guy?
Stanley Tucci? Just because he has glasses on? Bart sees glasses. Stanley Tucci. Boom.
Look at Q. Look at Tucci. Q. Tucci.
Tucci. See it a little bit.
Rock and roll, Tucci Q.
Put Photoshop a Bucks hat onto Tucci, and then it'll be like we're seeing double.
I don't know how to Photoshop.
I just got my hair cut, too, this week.
Elvis right. Costello.
Did you like the Photoshop I sent you this week, Bart?
Yeah, what was it? Oh, yeah. Council as a Cub, yeah. I was going to use that. I'm Cucci. I have plans to that Born a Brewer video. I was going to do something with it last night where it was going to be like, and I was going to just air it, and I was just going to go, I was born a Cub. I was just going to. It's not that funny.
All right, hey, I'm gonna leave you soy boys to it. I'm gonna leave you soy boys to it, but Bart, Google Phantom Planets just so I can prove you wrong. Love you guys.
He was in, hold on. Yeah. He was really in Phantom Planet?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Bart.
Shit, you're right. You're right. What the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, fuck you. I win. Love you guys. Bye.
What do I need as a primer for this Marvel's movie? Do I have to watch the high school show?
No, everything you need to know, they like tell you during the movie.
Really?
It'd be nice. I mean, when you watch more, you're more familiar with her family and stuff. But the podcast that I listened to about Marvel said that you can.
The Cubs fans are going to have a field day with this.
It's called Phase Zero. It's really good.
Toby's reaction to that is just like
Phase Zero. Phase Zero.
Phase Zero. Okay.
Hey, I got a question for Toby. Since
what?
What are your thoughts on the in-season tournament?
Stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
Get out of here, bitch. Hey.
It's so stupid, so stupid. And you know what? If it were just on regular courts, I could live with it because it's essentially regular season games, so who cares? But now you make me watch it.
There was a different vibe there Friday.
You can't even watch.
Chuchi knows there was a different vibe there.
I can't even watch with the stupidity on the floor. Now, the Bucks floor is not bad. I can watch the Bucks game, but a bright red floor or like a neon floor. I can't even watch that. It's just so stupid.
So, okay, let's say that the Wizards win the thing.
They won't.
But, well, let's say that they do. Let's say that the Bucks do. Let's say that
the Keebler Elf becomes
any of you
the commissioner of the NBA.
It does nothing, and it's all for $500,000. And the NBA is built on stars. You think that the dudes that are making $40 million a year care about $500,000? And players play less than ever now, and now you're putting in a rule where they can't play, you know, they have to play in certain, and the team that makes it all the way to the finals plays an 83rd game, and the stats don't even count.
Yeah, this is bullshit. Guys never play anymore. Giannis only played 22 fucking minutes tonight.
Yeah, that was an inside job, too, by the way. To
load management. Know.
For his, it was load management for his longevity.
I got enough here to let it go.
All I have to do is mean mug twice and I get
off.
Bart, you're not like, have the U-shaped pattern. Isn't there shit for that nowadays?
She cuts my hair and she goes, "Do you want to see the back?" I go, "I'm fucking sorry you have to."
Pull that over.
Can I give a pro tournament take?
Yeah.
So,
I want to go to bed now. So get it out.
Okay. I think they won over the season ticket holders that I sit by after one game.
No, like, they didn't. A bunch of the people that you sat by, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I was there again tonight. No, they're people are excited and they're talking about going to Vegas if we make it. So I'm not sure if it's made for TV, but I think it is. It's helpful for season ticket holders.
It's a regular season game, and if they're adding a little bit of stakes, who cares? But at the same point, I just think it's dumb. And you're adding in an extra, you're trying to hype this up because they're trying to steal soccer's idea. The problem is soccer's idea is there's different pools of teams. Like the in-season tournament is the same 30 teams as the rest of the regular season, like the FA Cup or the Champions League. Like it's different pools of teams. So like I get what they're trying to do, but it's just it's not done right. And I wouldn't care if it were just like a regular game. Like it doesn't bother me because like it's just an extra, you know, it's another regular season game. But now you make me watch it on the stupid court. I hate that.
I'll try one more time, and I'm not sure if people get it. But like, so I've been fortunate. I've had access to season tickets for like 20 years. And I'm telling you that like, that these November games are like nauseating, like for season ticket holders. So like, and most season ticket holders, once you do it, you keep them for a long, long time. So like I don't know if it's gonna work long term, but I just appreciate the effort because it's kind of the same thing every year. And if your team is really bad, you really don't care about any of the games. And then if your team is really good, you don't care about any games until the spring. So, like, it's just kind of – it adds a little extra wrinkle. And, like, the courts are dumb and they are ugly, but to me it's like they're trying. It's the first year, and I just am glad that the NBA is trying to do something to, like, reinvigorate a product that's been basically the same for a long time, besides, like, what they do to the All-Star game.
But, Q, would you give a darn if the Bucks won it?
Yeah, especially because we're
– why?
We're starting –
would you give a darn?
I would care because we're gelling as a team, and it's something to work.
I didn't get fucking jettisoned from terrestrial radio to do a podcast for you to say, would you give a darn?
I would give a toot, that's for sure.
I understand, like, your point of view. Like, if it adds a little extra intrigue into the stadium, then cool. It's just, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's the same as the regular season ultimately. So that to me is, like, it's dumb. But if the NBA is trying something, again, it doesn't bother me. It's just the fact that I have to watch it on a stupid floor. And I just think it's a flawed idea, especially when you consider that the stars are the ones that drive the NBA. And do you think some star is going to suit up in a game where it's the championship for an NBA cup and my stats don't count, and it's for an extra 250 grand when I'm making 40 million?
And I can blow an extra million.
No, 500 a player, 500K a player. And I think
it's stacks. So if you win it all, you win an extra million per player.
I don't. You guys ready? Ready for this? I got the pool report for those of you that have stuck with me.
Jordan Poole?
The guy's name is Rodney Mott. The crew chief is who talked.
Oh. Okay. We've made it 52 minutes into this thing, and it's been somewhat productive. Yeah, let's go.
Why was Jim Ozarski with the questions? Explain why Giannis was called for a technical foul. Looked like it was off the ball. This is the first one. Looks like it was off the ball as the play was a personal foul on Cade Cunningham. On the play, Giannis drives to the basket. He thinks he's fouled. He approaches the game official and uses profanity, which is an unsportsmanlike tech. Question number two, why was Giannis called for a technical foul following a dunk? After the dunk, Giannis turns to his opponent and taunts him, and a taunting technical was called, unsportsmanlike, and he was ejected from the game per rule because two unsportsmanlike technical fouls are ejected from the game.
So, yeah, so taunting.
Just a horrendous, like, that's.
But no, I mean, he didn't do shit.
That's no explanation. I hate that.
We don't like fun, is what I heard.
So I don't, because, so as a, I don't know if anyone cares or not, but I, you know, I don't show really pictures of my kid, but he went to the game tonight with my uncle or no. his uncle.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. He was, you want to see him?
He got kicked out. Your
kid?
No, your kid got Giannis got kicked out at your kid's first Bucks game.
Yeah,
you want to see a picture? That's terrible.
Next time you talk to Giannis, you need to tell him. Next time
you want to see a picture of him tonight,
I would like to see whatever joke you have about him.
What's that, Austin?
Whatever joke you're about to throw out here, yeah, I need to see it.
It's the Keeler Elf again.
It's the ref.
Yeah,
you fucker. Austin knows. It was Austin funny. Knows the setup cadence.
I
know a thing or two.
Falls, and he was snooping on the guy, and I guess that guy's bucket list item is to go hot air ballooning.
What?
So Matt in the Falls was looking up the ref that kicked out Giannis, and there's like some profile he found that his bucket list item of all the things he could do before he dies is to go hot air ballooning.
That ref's going to have a fucking green screen on his front porch by Sunday.
We're going to have to write ass on his park.
Oh, hey. To photograph hot air balloons, Matt says.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Matt, get in here.
Nah, I'm leaving.
Fortnite.
Nah, I'm going home.
Nah, Bart, give it six more minutes. What's your background?
Huh?
That Matt? Background looks like your home background.
It is.
Oh, I meant going home. This is my work. I'm going home, which is upstairs.
Okay. Give it six more minutes. Give it six more minutes. Let Matt hop in here. He's got some dry humor.
No. I'll go to bed. I'm going to bed. I got a big day tomorrow. I got to watch an episode and a movie.
Ooh.
Okay.
Which question. Are you more excited for? Be honest.
Which am I more excited for? Loki.
Okay. Thank you.
Loki's some of the best shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm like very nervous because I have very high expectations for tomorrow and I feel like I'm going to be let down. So,
you know what I watched today? Because I'm watching everything now. I watched the new, not the new, but the, you know how there's a Fantastic Four with like Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
Gotta love her.
I know. Those are wait. Then there's a Miles Teller one. That one is fucking terrible.
Yeah, that one's like the worst movie ever on Rotten Tomatoes, I think. Like, I'm not joking.
Fucking bad.
Don't tell Aaron Rodgers.
It can't be worse than the 60-yard line.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to hop off then. Bart, so you were on sports on CBS a bunch this week. Are you going to be on any more in like the next week on the night shifts or anything?
Oh, he's asking about your national stuff.
No, I think he's stalling to get me to go to an hour for some reason.
Well, that too.
Yeah, the next, I don't do CBS till next Friday now because I'm gone and I need a fucking break. Honestly, it takes a lot out of me. It's hard.
You and Hickey need to engage more in conversation.
I think Hickey's got 100 things going on.
Yeah, he does. That guy is so good. But when you guys talk, it's just, I laugh my ass off half the time. So I'm just saying, if you can get Hickey more involved.
Toby, do you have any cool projects going on?
No.
All right.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, Toby, what would you like to promote here?
No one cares about DC sports, so there's nothing to promote.
That's not true.
It's Milwaukee. We need DC sports.
Let's do a cross pod.
Hey, are the Defenders going to survive?
I have no idea.
Do we root for New Orleans Breakers or the Defenders?
Oh, when Defenders.
Defenders. The NFL and USFL merge.
Defenders all day long.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I've been to a Defenders game. I will never go to a Breakers game because I don't care.
I am going to go to bed now.
All right. Go Bucks.
This is the end of today's episode. Tomorrow's episode will feature everyone's favorite Notre Dame and Cubs fan and Craig Council lover, Ryan Horvath.
Go Brewers.
Or V's the best.
Oh, Council shit. For life.
All right. Is there anything else I need to say? What do I need to say? Matt was at the game. He joined the stream, but Matt, I won't give you my best. If you join right now, and that'd be great, but I would not be giving you my best. So we'll do it next time. But that's cool. Get in. Not now. I'm fucking cashed. I had a long day. That's a different Matt. Yeah. I had to take my kid to school. I loaded the dishwasher.
Busy day.
I got a haircut. I watched Fantastic Four. I did a work.
We gonna hang out when I come to Wisconsin?
When is that?
Around Christmas time.
If I'm not dead. No, I'm doing all the Blades next week. Next week is Blade Week. Someone asked me if I've seen Blade yet. I'm doing the Blades next week. And then I'm doing Spider-Verse. And then maybe I'll get to Morbius. I didn't watch Morbius. I just watched the end credit. All right, I'm out. Later.